on 10th December last year. Thank you. Before drafting this plan, I would like to address certain concerns that have been raised. In 2014, we heard from a number of countries about the need to ratify the second protocol, second optional protocol of the ICCPR, and we did that, in fact. The International Convention on Enforced Disappearance, that was recommended by Spain, Portugal, Iraq, Argentina, and France. That was signed in 2018. And ILO Convention 189 was adopted in 2015. Estonia recommended that we adopt the Convention Against Homicide, and that process was also begun. We were asked to set up a system to monitor implementation, and with cooperation from Paraguay, we were able to launch a monitoring system for recommendations on human rights. That is an IT tool which allows us to synchronize international recommendations on human rights within our country, made by various bodies and special procedures of the United Nations and the OAS. We had a question from Liechtenstein regarding our stance on the Kamala Amendment. For us, that is a major commitment. Among our judges, there is one Dominican citizen also. In 2018, also adopted a law on cooperation between the Dominican Republic and the International Criminal Court. And as has been mentioned, in December last year, the Foreign Ministry launched the first National Plan on Human Rights, which addresses the Vienna Plan and Program of Action. This is an instrument which continues to promote freedoms and meet the needs of the population of our country, as well as addressing international commitments on human rights in a comprehensive way, seeking to have a positive impact on all public policies that are designed and implemented in our country. Our delegation has digital copies of the National Human Rights Plan.